When Governor Granholm ran for office back in 2002, she called for recombining or combining the Departments of Natural Resources, Environmental, and Quality. Really from a resource perspective, from an efficiency perspective, from a mutual cooperation perspective. Now, the reason we haven't done it, obviously, the governor's had a lot on her hands in these last 6 years, and we've been fortunate in having Director Humphreys and Director Chester at the helm, that we've been able to obviously work on behalf of the citizens of the state without having combined those departments. So now the governor, because we are as part of our ongoing effort of streamlining government, the governor has issued that executive order, and of course it comes at a time when the lieutenant governor is spending the better part of this year meeting with citizens around the state on how we can streamline state government and focus on our core functions.
Well, the director, DNR Director Humphreys, was just here in the Upper Peninsula recently and did a tour with a lot of folks, but she wasn't really able to answer a lot of questions because this was sort of pending and in the works. I guess the immediate question that comes to mind is what can we expect now with these departments going together?
Well, it's very interesting that you asked that question because we almost have to wait a little while longer. Well, the governor has issued the executive order calling for those two departments to be abolished and a new one to be created. She's also tapped Bruce Rasher from the private sector to come in and serve as a transition manager to really help us take the functions and responsibilities from those two departments and build a new department from the ground up. So we'll be focusing on implementing the executive order over the next 90 days. And so I think the questions that many people have, you know, what kind of efficiencies will we see, who will be the director, what kinds of redundancies can we eliminate, all of that remains to be seen. And I think we're all anxious to be able to answer those questions, and I think we will be able to answer many of them come January.
Yeah, this does go into effect in mid-January. It's one of an interesting thing here that people are looking at closely in the Marquette County area is the DEQ's involvement with the Kennecott project.
Correct.
What could that end up meaning here in terms of these departments coming together? Is the DEQ going to maybe get its final rulings out of the way before the merger, or what is going to happen there?
Well, I can tell you that it is business as usual right up until January 17th. We know that both agencies have a lot on their plate. We know that there are a number of permits that are pending at the Department of Environmental Quality. And Director Humphreys and Director Chester remain in charge of those departments. So we would expect that business would go on as usual. And if the timeline is such that the Department of Environmental Quality is prepared to make rulings or issue decisions, then we would expect them to do that.
Just to wrap up with you here today, what do you think the average sports person or outdoor enthusiast here in the state now can expect to see come January?
Well, I think we really want to see what we're hoping for is a new department that really is positioned for the 21st century. Clearly, the agencies that are in place have been there for quite some time. We know as we were talking about this, and again, I don't, as a governor's spokesperson, I don't pretend to be an expert in all of these issues, but I did talk to a lot of people this week who are experts, and they reminded me that conservationists really were the first environmentalists, and bringing these two, the responsibilities and functions of these two departments together just makes good common sense. And I think that that's what we are hoping for, a department that reflects good common sense, that will stick to the core mission of conserving and protecting our natural resources and our environment.